In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As a pastor stood in the pulpit of the congregation from his first initial call, he recalled the words of the Board of Elders. And they told him, you know, that this congregation is a severely fragmented congregation. The previous pastor had to go, to put it bluntly. False biblical teachings, false confessional teachings, he's gone. So you speak God's word, and hopefully they'll listen to you. We've had a few sort of interim pastors, and they all kind of say, well, we're not really sure that they're listening to what God has to say. They were pretty frustrated because these people are still caught up in warring against each other, thinking that it was the right thing to do. They just sometimes don't seem to be very good listeners. They're all a bunch of, well, stubborn Germans. They got hard heads. So you do what you are called and ordained to do. And he did, faithfully. He kept speaking God's word, not grinding his axe in the pulpit, sticking to the text, preaching and teaching the word, administering the sacraments very faithfully with a pastoral, caring, loving heart. Yet to him, as he did this Sunday after Sunday, talking to people about what had happened in the past, he was very frustrated. He said, they're not listening to me. He was beginning to burn out. As he stood in the pulpit Sunday after Sunday, he just felt like he was standing in the valley of the dry bones. And so he recalls Jeremiah's book and Ezekiel's book, all hope isn't lost. And the Lord told Ezekiel, son of man, stand on your feet and I will speak with you. Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak my words to them. Surely, if I sent you to such, they will listen to you. But the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you because they're not even willing to listen to me. Because the house of Israel, they have hard foreheads and a stubborn heart. But I have made your face and your forehead as hard as their faces and their hard heads. Israel had rejected all of God's statutes. They had turned their back on the Lord. They were doing their own little dog and pony show. Everything was fine, and forget Yahweh, and the death star of Satan took aim at all of them, and their lewdness, their whoring around, their idols of gold, their abominations, their neglecting of the poor and the needy, profaning the Sabbath, the day of rest, and all the sins caught up with them. You know, what goes around comes around. You will not escape the Lord. He has spoken, and he will do it. And there they are, captives in Babylon. All is hopeless. There is nothing new under the sun. Sin is sin. Pornography, plagiarism, cheating on exams, destructive gossip, forgetting the Sabbath breath of rest in God and worship, thinking that whatever vocation you have, you're just kind of God's gift to mankind. What could the church do without me if I take this call? I mean, let's face it, I'm more interested in the pleasures of the world than the presence of the Word. And this garbage list of sin goes on and is a stench to the nostrils of God. But all hope isn't lost, because several times Ezekiel gave his prophetic warnings from the Lord God of Sabaoth, told them to turn from their transgressions. Otherwise, lest their iniquity be their ruin. For God said, cast from you all your transgression, thinking all of them that you have committed, and I will make you a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I take the pleasure in the death of anyone. I take no pleasure in your death, declared the Lord God. So turn and live. Ezekiel reminds them that Yahweh shall give them a new heart and a new spirit, that he will atone for all that they have done. All. I am the Lord. I have spoken. I will do it. Yet the people of Israel believed all hope is lost, but all hope isn't lost. And the Spirit of Yahweh took Ezekiel to a great valley and put him in the midst of the valley of the dry bones. And then he asked Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And he throws the question right back at Yahweh. O Lord God, you know. You know. As commanded by the Lord God, Ezekiel prophesied over the bones, and they became covered with muscle and flesh and skin. Yet they were only lying there, not moving, this mass of humanity, not reanimated, not revived, this great dead of the army. So Ezekiel prophesied, and the Lord commanded, and God's breath came to them, and they stood up, and they were alive. As God breathed into Adam the breath of life, and he became a living creature, so God's eternal breath brought that which is non-existence into existence. He will rescue his people from the graveyard of Babylon and return them to the promised land, as the Lord God stated several times in Ezekiel, that they will know that I am the Lord, and I will do it. He has taken us from our graveyard of sin, death, and the power of the devil, and revived us by water, word, and faith. He has returned us to the promised land. He who is the resurrection and the life has destroyed Satan's death star by his rising to life for the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life. His spirit breath is eternal and brings we who are dead in our trespasses and sins to life in Christ through repentance and faith. He has taken us from the valley of the shadow of death, for in Christ we fear no evil, for his rod and his staff, they comfort us. Like Israel, our dead, dry bones of sin are brought back to life, eternal life in Christ, who makes all things new. He has given us a new heart, a new spirit. This Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. And by Jesus' death and resurrection has removed this heart of stone from your flesh and from my flesh and declared us new creatures in Christ. As ever, as others have written about the book of Ezekiel, salvation by grace through faith alone is the means to a divine end. And I know that Dr. Chloe's grandmother knows this now. Heaven is her home. All hope isn't lost. The pastor who thought and seemed hopeless, but by God's Spirit and much prayer, stuck to his call to serve God's people in season and out of season. And through the power of the gospel, God's Spirit reanimated this pastor. The valley of dry bones at the church was revived, reanimated by God's grace, reunited through a church-wide reaffirmation of their baptism. Dead to sin and alive in Christ, they knew by faith alone that the resurrected Jesus Christ, they knew this Christ, that even though now for a little while they have been grieved by all various trials, so that by it tested the genuineness of their faith, more precious than gold, even though gold is refined by fire, may be found to result in the praise, honor, and glory of Jesus Christ. Even though they have not seen him, they believe and rejoice with joy, with an inexpressible joy and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of their faith, the salvation of their souls. This pastor was reminded from his readings of the prophet Ezekiel, as the Lord God told Ezekiel several times, "They will know that I am the Lord, and I will do it." And he did. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.